The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you ever have the list either in your head or on your notes in your phone, and it's a list that you never take care of? I took care of my list. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yes.
What was on this list, Dana?
For anything from cleaning my baseboards to doing touch-up paint to moving my cat out of our bedroom, which was very important for many reasons. My cat is sick. And Otto, when you come home, our bedroom is back to ourselves. It was like having a child in there. Yeah.
It's our own little sanctuary again, huh?
It is our own little sanctuary again. We just did all of these. I guess I feel like we, because I have two cats. I did all of these things that I'd had on my list forever, and they bother me. Producer Jack is very much like me. He works ahead. And so if you have things that have to be done, it drives me insane. And so I was kind of driving myself crazy. I was like, you know what? Get up and do them. And there I got our front door fixed.
You're just a money spending machine. That's what you are.
Oh my God. That's the only thing that cost money. The rest was me doing it. I couldn't refinish the door. I tried, and it looked awful.
When Dana called me and she was like, look at our new front door. Look how amazing it looks. The first thing I said was, how much did that cost?
Oh no. Well, wait. Yeah. What happened? How did we go from the baseboards to repairing the door?
Because the front door was squeaky. Dana decided she had to redo the entire front door because it squeaked.
Well, it was so bad that Otto's mother, talking to him one day, said, please do something about that door. It's so bad. Somebody had to take care of it.
Now, Dana, did you do the door and the baseboards in the same day?
Yeah. No. Not in the same day. No, it took me a while to get it all done. It was a long list.
If you did it all in the same day, then that's overachiever energy.
But those days are behind me.
If you did it separately, then I think that's a very productive weekend. I mean, very few things better than walking into a clean home.
My house is already clean, but it's like sparkly right now.
Okay, so Dana and I are very fortunate. We have two homes. And right now we have a real estate person who we worked with on this home that needed to show off the floor plan. So he texted me this weekend. And he was like, hey, man, if you could let me show your house, that'd be great. So I got this place looking like a hotel.
Which I love. That's the way I like to live. Thank you, Otto.
Do you know how they put the lines in the grass? I put the lines in the carpet. That's how far I went with this. I mean, the house is pristine. And I'm sitting here waiting for these guys, these real estate people, to show up so I can show them my house, waiting. And then I finally text our friend. I'm like, hey, man, I'm here. I got things to do. Where are these people at? And the real estate guy gave him the wrong address.
No!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're ignoring your person, it's going to come back to haunt you. If they're talking to you about something they care about and you're not paying any attention, it's not a good thing. The down of the DM earlier, Trey contacted us and he's like, Dana, my girlfriend's been out a couple of Thursdays in a row. She's getting dressed up. She's talking to some man named Isaiah. I don't know who this man is. I don't know what she's doing. Turns out he knew the whole time. He just didn't listen to what she was saying. It did not go down in the DM.
You never told me you were in a book club.
I did months ago, but you don't listen.
When did you tell me about this book club?
We were at your brother's house, and I was talking to Brandon's wife about it.
Cam, you know how drunk I was that night.
I know.
How am I supposed to remember anything?
Clearly, he wants her to be a part of what he likes to do, go to his brother's house and pretend it's college days. But he doesn't want to pay attention to her. She's like, I told you. To me, that means that she wants him to either come with her or ask her, what are you guys reading? How did it go? You know, what's happening? Can I go? What book are you ordering? Maybe we could go to the bookstore and buy something together that we can both read and talk about something.
If you say that, let's go to the bookstore together, you're overdoing it at that point.
No, you're not, Otto.
You just... The trick is, guys, is just act like you care. Just act like when Dana wants to talk to me about HGTV And we're watching the exact same episode that we've watched 15 times at this point. Or maybe when she's like, hey, did you see they have a special on QVC? No, I didn't see that. I don't care. But I'm going to listen to her, and she's going to be like, oh, we're going to get all our skin products from there. It's going to be amazing.
What is
do you know what's another thing she loves?
What does your skin look like? What do people always tell you? Just random folks. What do they do?
You have amazing skin.
Thank you, QVC.
I would say you thank my wife for it, because whatever she tells me to do, I just do it, and it works out for
and
me.
And I save money. Okay. What else were you going to tell me you don't like that I do? Jeez, you got a whole laundry list there?
The other thing, it's just a pet peeve.
Have a laundry list. What is
it? She does have a laundry list. Go ahead. What's a pet peeve, automatic?
The amount of magazines that Dana orders and that it come to our house that go unread.
Otto, I look at the pictures.
I'm sorry, but you can't have that amount. Like, it's an obscene amount. Anthony knows that we get an obscene amount of
Dana,
magazines.
You might be keeping the magazine industry alive.
I like the way magazines feel. And if it's a really important cover, I want to keep it. Like, for me personally, like, anyway, you know what?
But
I don't know.
He automatic endures your magazine love. He accepts you for it.
Oh, I stack him on top of the coffee table is what I do.
Endure is not the right word, Anthony. Sometimes he'll read it and we'll look through it or the pages. I'll say, did you see this? And he'll be like, no. But he somewhat pretends to listen. You know what, Otto? You know, nobody wants to hear about your stupid East Coast hip hop music talk either. Nobody, blase. Nobody cares. You get into that stuff. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's like 1990 that nobody cared about then. And you keep bringing it up. Anthony, you know you've been sitting in here. You're like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. You and your leapfrog Christmas decoration. Who was that guy?
Hieroglyphics, Dana.
Whatever.
Hieroglyphics. And that's a West Coast group, okay?
Okay, they're a West Coast group. But, you know, anyway. And the sports. Look, I know some basketball. I know some football. But you get into the weeds. I don't know, and I don't care, but I'm going to pretend
care about QVC and HSN.
Well, you made me get upset here. I'm like, gosh.
The key here when you're pretending is to never get caught. One of my exes, I'll never forget, I used to play back in my early 20s, which wasn't too long ago. I used to play in a men's rec league basketball, like rec league basketball league.
City league.
Six feet and under. And God
six
bless.
Feet and under.
Is that was the name of the team?
that was the league requirement. It was the Juan versus Juan league.
Okay, I got it.
But God bless my ex, because she would go to all those 9 a.m. Saturday games where it's just a bunch of men in their mid 20s and we're just horrible basketball.
Living out their Allen Iverson dreams.
Exactly. One day at her sister's house, I caught her talking to her sister about my game. And she was like, oh, yeah, we got to go to the finals next week.
No.
And, bruh, I was so hurt, dude. I was so hurt. I was like, just don't come if you don't like it then. I was so hurt.
Did she go?
Yeah, she still went.
How could you lose that one? If she put up with that, that was a keeper.
If she went and watched her City League games,
no one goes
to watch those games. When I played City League, there would be like one person in the stands.
It was Anthony's girlfriend.
Yeah.
877-730-DCS1. What does your person do that you absolutely cannot stand, but you pretend to care to keep the peace? Call us now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is there something that your person loves that you tolerate because you love your person? You don't necessarily like it too much, but you put up with it because your person loves it. We have Trey on line one. Trey, so producer Jack relayed to me that you're feeling Otto's pain when it comes to rewatching shows. What, sir, what are you talking about, Trey? What are we talking about here, sir?
My wife, I love my wife so much, but she'll go, we'll watch shows and she'll be like, okay, well, let's watch The Nanny. I'm like, babe, we got so much out here. I'm like, dude, are you serious?
Trey, how do you not like The Nanny? It's one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Trey, guess what? Dana likes to watch The Nanny, too.
I love The Nanny.
We got so much to watch. Okay, we got this, this, and this. She'd be like, well, you're watching sports over there. I'm like, well, I'm coming over here to watch TV with you. And she goes, okay, well, I got the nanny on.
Trey, okay,
three decades of television that's come from after the nanny that we can watch. But hey, let's watch something from the 90s.
Trey's wife gets it. She's about the 90s. Trey, go ahead. Okay.
Let me explain. But that soothes her. When I'm in bed with her, she's like, okay. And then she falls right to sleep.
Okay.
Snoring.
That's her medicine, Trey.
That's
let
her
live.
Show.
Yeah. What are you trying to watch? What's better than the nanny, Trey?
A baseball classic. I'm watching.
Nobody is trying to watch that, Trey. See? Talk about going. I'm snoring right now. You are putting everybody to bed right now.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God. I'm like, Trey, what is the deal?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Navy sailor is still trying to keep his lunch down after he found a rat inside of his energy drink. This is him talking to WKTR. Take a listen.
Started drinking it like normal. I realized something else was left in it. And then I looked inside and found a rat. I got sick multiple times. Talked to my chain of command. They referred me to go to Portsmouth Emergency Room. And then they confirmed it was a rat. They told me that they've never experienced a case like this. And more than likely with the chemicals that are in Monster, that it should be okay. And that my antibodies should be able to fight it off. But they want to keep close watch on me within the next 48 hours and make sure I'm not vomiting or have a high fever. It's been very traumatic. For me, I'm never going to be able to drink anything that I can't see again.
So the chemicals in the energy drink are strong enough to kill whatever the rat has going on. Maybe I shouldn't be drinking a lot of these. How about that?
That might have been the most alarming thing of the whole entire conversation there.
Well, maybe we should have sprinkled some Monster energy drink around downtown.
Maybe
take care of a little rat problem down there.
Gosh, I just keep thinking about taking a big chug and then you put it down, and you hear a thud.
Oh.
And then opening it and seeing, imagine what the rat looked like. Oh my gosh, that is so disgusting.
Hold on, for clarification, was this guy's name John Witt?
Yeah.
I thought it was John. At first, when he first told me the story, I thought it was John Wick. I was like, this sounds like an awesome sequel. I'm here for this.
It's not an awesome sequel. It was not Keanu Reeves.
The energy drink gives him extra powers or something?
No, he says that he will never, ever drink anything from a container that isn't clear. I get it. I wouldn't either. And he says that periodically he'll just start gagging. My mother one time made me physically ill on purpose. Mom, I'm about to put you on blast here. So, she made this dinner for me one night and she said, Dana, let's eat steak. I made steak, broccoli, and white rice because that was my favorite meal. I look at the meat and it looks kind of weird. And I was like, I don't know. And she said, just try it. I said, it doesn't look rare because we always made rare steak. She's like, oh, I cooked it a little bit more. I took a big bite and got physically ill all over the table. Mm. And she said, oh, I guess you really don't like kidney. Oh, my gosh.
It was kidney.
It was so disgusting.
Well, you thought it was like a little filet?
Yes.
I'm like, what?
A cow, I assume. I don't know. Not a rat. She wasn't. But she thought I was lying about not liking kidney. But she figured out real quick, oh, you really don't like it.
People out there eat kidney? Is that
yes,
a real thing?
Yes. They eat kidney, gizzard, like hearts. Yeah, you've never had a tripa taco?
No.
Blech.
Tripa is kidney?
I don't know what it is, to be honest, but I don't like it, whatever it is. I don't know. I stay as far away from it as possible. Although I do like menudo, which is the tripe of the cow. Back to this story.
Back to the story. I'm never going to complain about getting a hair in my food ever again.
Ever. You better not, Otto. A hair at this point would be welcome. Yum.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.